This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, whatever you're doing to keep America rolling along, thanks so very much. We certainly, all of us, appreciate your work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. Captain with an S on the end of it, America. That's how you find us. And there you go. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We're going to go right to the phone line and right to him. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be with you this Thursday.
Yes, sir. Lots to talk about today. First of all, we're going to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic,
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice,
for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we certainly hope you do, too. Well, Colonel, Nancy's been out on a whirlwind tour. Obviously, China was going over there was the big deal, Taiwan. And China has quickly moved to punish Taiwan, and the U.S. as Pelosi departed Taiwan. I'm not sure what it is they're going to do, but they have threatened lots, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. And we don't want to make a bet out of that. But what was interesting is, I saw something that showed the, of course, they immediately started a show of force around Taiwan. And they showed it just a couple of years ago that typically, there in the waters, it was right off the coast of China. But lately and currently, all the maneuvers that they're doing with the Chinese Navy are in violation of international law, by the way, are surrounding the island of Taiwan. Now, whether, you know, Speaker Pelosi's trip over there was just an excuse and they felt compelled to have to send a signal, I think there's probably a lot of truth to that. To do that, but nevertheless, regardless of the motivations for doing it or whatever spurred it, it is threatening and it is worrisome amongst the many things that you can't separate all these things across the world. But there in Taiwan, it clearly led to something. So yeah, there's a whirlwind in the waters off of Taiwan right now. In addition to the whirlwinds, and I guess it's Korea now with Speaker Pelosi.
Now, I neglected to say this to begin with, but you are the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Would you please explain to the audience what that is?
Yeah, Captain, I'd be happy to. And if you don't mind, I'll do I'll tie a little bit into lunch with the captain at Mitch's Fruit Farm today. The Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus is a part of the state Republican Caucus in Florida, which in turn is part of the National Republican Liberty Caucus. And we're not chartered affiliated with the Republican Party, but we are the conscience of the Republican Party. We vow that we don't need to have a third party in America. We just need to have a Republican Party that is true to its constitutional roots. And I think that you see that. I think America is really in tune with that, because you look at some of the primary results of this last week, and you looked at what happened, like in the Arizona governor's race. You look at what who's going to be facing the Democrat up in Michigan, and then you can see that. So the message we have, because we feel like the party is not quite getting the job done, and so we need others to kind of nudge and help the party along to do the kinds of things that really most America didn't wake up to until we had President 45. That's what we'll do. And in light of that, speaking of Nixon's fruit farms, where I'll be having lunch with you today at, last night, or Tuesday night rather, we had a gal named Tanya Gorman, who is the head of Blexit Florida, a national group founded by Candace Owens, based upon the idea of Blexit, the idea that blacks do not have to necessarily feel that they are by nature Democrats, or that the Democratic Party is the champion of their interests. In fact, quite the opposite. The Republican Party historically has been the champion of blacks in America and the end of slavery and the champion of civil rights. And somehow our country, the Democrats, have succeeded in turning around to make people think and learn a variant history on that. But you may remember that Tanya Gorman was one of the speakers at our first annual Constitution Day breakfast down in Sarasota. And
yeah,
we expect to see a lot of Blexit folks, as well as, because she's also chair of the Pasco County Republican Liberty Caucus. So that kind of tells you where we've got ties about to do it, to really do what the party's unable to do or unwilling to do. And she will, and her group, will be with us here on September 24th when we have our second annual Constitution Day breakfast. So I'm excited about that. I was excited. I posted her presentation to Mission Fruit Farms. It got everybody on fire. It really did. It really did. She's right up there with Candace Owens, Lucretia Hughes, who also spoke at the first annual. And I know you remember all of them as well. So
I do.
I'm excited about where we're going.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Don't go anywhere. Got lots more to talk about. I shall return.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, the right after this is me telling you about Moss Family Automotive. And me telling you about Moss Family Automotive's brand new store that's coming soon up in Brooksville. Probably the end of the month, maybe the first part of the next month, we'll see. But they're definitely looking for Labor Day weekend right now, if everything works the way it's supposed to. They're going to be building the new, well, they are building the new store. It's almost totally done. Up there just east of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50. It'll go along with the store in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 1954, plus the Nissan and Acura dealerships down on Florida Avenue in Tampa. So that'll give them a total of 5. Now, Moss can be reached by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. They'd love to have you go over and scrounge around their website. And when you do, tell them the captain sent you. That'll also open some doors for you. Don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program where all active duty military, veterans, first responders and church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to you on your vehicle. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
We have Bag Am and Bob on the line. I'm going to go over to him. You ready?
I'm ready.
Bag Am and Bob, we're going to see you today?
Nope. Can't make it today, Captain.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, what's on your mind?
Anyway.
What's on your mind?
Anyway, on this Taiwan situation, I just wondered how strong is our naval presence down near Taiwan, and could we help Taiwan bring their shipping in and maybe even send our ships into a Taiwan port to demonstrate our presence there? And the second thing I wanted to mention was that the Republicans need to go after the black vote in a lot stronger in the battleground states. Anyway, that's about it, Captain.
Okay, well, Colonel, I do believe that we have a presence there with at least one, maybe two of our fleets our battle groups for the aircraft carriers. At one time, there were three fleets in there, but I don't think all three are in there right now. I think we got two, but I don't believe they're very close to anything because they did not, want to get involved in the mess. And, Colonel, I'm sorry I just hung up on you, but you're back. But I believe that we've got some sort of battle groups there in the South China Sea. Is that right?
Yeah, and the answer to Beck and Bob, I think, is yes and no. Yeah, we have, one, for us to do what he may be suggesting, when you take a look at just the trip of Nancy Pelosi, look at what that stirred. For us to actually have confrontation right around Taiwan, given the two China policy, that's not going to happen. But we have had a presence there in the South China Sea and all that. But it's mainly over the last couple of years been to counter China's encroachment of what are established international places where you're supposed to and where you're not supposed to operate with certain types of vessels. And we've countered that. And it's mainly just about making a statement. But it's hard for us because, one, our Navy isn't what it once was. And you got to remember, we got a presence. We got things we have to do in the Middle East. And we've got we are doing some things trying to increase our ability to get around and defend. And in the hypersonic missiles, which we don't have, which are the Russians and the Chinese apparently are developing. Yeah, our ability is very limited there other than to make a statement, which is really what Pelosi's visit to Taiwan was. So, yeah, we'll answer, but it's mainly make a statement, but not to the extent that he may be imagining to have. And we'll wait and see. The worst is yet to come,
yeah.
And it's not over.
Yeah, and we aren't going to stir the pot over there very much because we're way outnumbered in terms of ships and personnel, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we're fighting a cold war with China right now. There's no denying that.
Mm-hmm.
That is precisely what it is. We're fighting a proxy war with Russia and Ukraine. And so, you know, the axis of evil now appears to be Russia, China, and Iran, amazing enough. And that's, you know, we thought that the axis of evil that George W. Bush talked about was bad, or maybe it was the Elder Bush. I get confused, but the axis of evil, but this axis of evil is, I think, is far more threatening than what we said today. So we need to be worried about that. And I think that Lindsey Graham was right. It's not just an international threat, but the threat to us here and within our borders is great. And it's largely due to the axis of evil that we just talked about. In addition to, and it's tied to that, the erosion of our second greatest national security threat, which is our poor southern border.
Okay, let's take a couple of calls here. We got the first one here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Laredo.
How you doing, Laredo?
How you doing, fine, brother? Hey, I just quick thing on this loud here. That woman's an idiot. She had no business going over there to start with. All they're doing is spending a whole bunch more taxpayers' money. They need to all get together and stop the bull and keep this country from getting further and further into debt where they're dragging it. All them millions of dollars they're spending over there, going over there, has no point one way or the other. He is an idiot. That's the only way you put it. Y'all have a good day.
All right, thanks. Well, a lot of truth in that one because she has no authority to act on behalf of the United States.
No, she doesn't, but she is the third most powerful person in, of course, the United States Constitution. So I will agree with them on one point and separate from another. One, yes, she's an idiot. No argument there. Would it have been better to have a much more capable and credible Speaker of the House, third in line for the presidency to be there? But on the other hand, this is one time where I think McConnell and the crew are right. And that it is not China's place to decide who and where our folks can go to and where they can't. So I got mixed feelings on it. You can talk about the timing and all that. But in one respect, yeah, politically speaking, it does look like, even though Biden came out very much against it and Kirby and the Department of Defense came out against it. But I got to tell you, in the end, I don't think it was the wrong thing to do. Mm-hmm. You have a right to do it. And once a couple months ago that she announced that she was going to make that trip, I'm sorry. We had to follow through. Mm-hmm. It had to happen. So I've got mixed feelings on this, but I'm kind of in between what he had to say. But
okay. All right, we've got Mel in Saratoga Springs, New York on the telephone here. We're going to go over and see what he would like. Okay, Mel, what's your question for the colonel? Wow. You got a whole bunch of noise there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's got better anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Captain. Thank you for taking the call. Yeah, Hiram Revels, who was back in 18, I believe it was 18, before the Civil War, was the first black elected to the Senate of the Republican Party, and also that the Republican Party has a long base of black Americans that basically founded formed the Republican Party. So I mean, as far as today, myself being an American who happens to be black, I know there's a lot of black people who are registered as Republican, and those who have been duped into becoming a member of the Democrat Party are walking away, leaving that party.
Yeah.
Due to what, as far as, say, Lyndon Baines Johnson did to the Great Society, making black people slaves to the Democrat Party, and mm-hmm. he even said that they will have these mm-hmm. N-words voting for us in the next 200 years.
Okay, well, let's let the colonel answer.
Also, Taiwan, don't sell okay. them short. They're well equipped and they're ready to fight. I'll tell you right now. I think they are.
Okay. I'm running out of time. I got to get to the colonel. Okay, go ahead, colonel.
I'll just give a quick response because what he just said is exactly why folks like Tanya Gorman and Candace Owens are making such great inroads for that exact reason, because they're able to inform blacks and other Americans that the Democratic Party has actually historically been counter to the interest of black Americans. And the great lie that came out of the Great Society is exactly what he described. The Republicans left the civil rights movement, not because they left the civil rights movement, but because they said, hey, we, the American people, we will fix this. We will do right by that. And so they were the champions of it. The Democratic Party, exactly as he said, they enslave black Americans to the government. And I think we're starting to alert folks that that's not the way to go. It's not their interest. And it's promises made and promises failed on behalf of the Democratic Party.
All right, my friend, I will see you for lunch today. Can't wait.
All right, Captain. See you later.
Take care. All right, that's retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Also, the host of Military Matters. Check that out on the internet. You'll find out how to hear his program. And we'll be right back with more and a special guest right after this.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Indiana Representative Jackie Walorski died Wednesday at the age of 58.
We should protect the rights of the most vulnerable among us. Lift women up, strengthen families, and stand together for life.
Walorski, who represented Indiana's 2nd Congressional District, was killed in a car crash Wednesday afternoon in Elkhart County, Indiana. That's a 2-hour drive east of Chicago. As the recession continues to attack the American dollar, Walmart is cutting hundreds of corporate jobs in a restructuring effort a week after they warned of falling profits. The retailer began notifying employees in its Bentonville, Arkansas headquarters and other corporate offices of the upcoming cuts. Taiwan's military on Thursday said it is preparing for war without seeking war after China's military began a four-day live-fire exercise close to Taiwan's shores. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
All righty, that's where I'll be today from 11:30 to 1:30 with our pals in Bradenton. Have lunch with the captain, so I hope you get a chance to stop by and say howdy, howdy, and enjoy one of those captain's clubs. Oh, I can taste it now. Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, well, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product I've been taking religiously for 8 years. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, you can find out more about it and the 1995 three-week quick start that's offered you by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. And I've been taking it for 8 years. It works for me. Simple, short story. Okay, joining us on the telephone right now, we have Kevin Mack McGovern. He's a retired United States Army, United States Navy captain. Geez, I'm in trouble already. And he's a candidate for Florida, Congressional District Number 15. Good morning, Captain Kevin.
Good morning, Captain. How you doing? And I'm going to let that Army comment slip.
Yeah, I know. It's just an honest mistake, but
it is.
To all my buddies, it sounded good. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, listen, you're running for Congress 4 to 15. What on earth got you involved with your background? You could have done anything you wanted. How come you're doing that? We want to know the who, the what, the where, why, and how.
Okay. Let's start with why. Well, you know, I'm one of these, you know, after 40 years in service to the country, I did. I thought I had done my duty, and I was happy, and I didn't need to do this anymore. I had toyed with the idea when I came back from Afghanistan. Maggie and I, my wife, were up in Boston. And I took a look at it. And you're going to laugh when I tell you this. This is about 10 years ago. And I thought the environment was too toxic to get into politics. Mm-hmm. And now you look at where we're at today.
Worship.
But, you know, yeah. So if you, you know, it's one of those things that I had to come off the couch. I've got the leadership. I've got the experience, and I see what's going on. And I felt in my heart that we're sending the wrong people to Congress. And mm-hmm. we keep doing it over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the numbers, the people that get in there. So, you know, I spent 5 years up in D.C. I was deputy director of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I knew what was going on, and I saw the problems. And, you know, I'm an engineer, and I'm a problem solver. So finally, Maggie told me, what? Why don't you do something about this? You know, you keep yelling at the television, and you see what's going on. You know what's going on. You know you can fix the problems. So one day I came home, and I told her, well, I'm going to be running for Congress. What do you think? And she told me, go ahead. Nobody's going to vote for you anyway. So I jumped into the race, and I'm happy that I have, and I think I have a lot to offer. And, you know, there's some good candidates in this race, mm-hmm. but each of us different. But I think my experience is quite a bit different than anyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really comes down to this, and, you know, not to wax poetic or anything, but when I was in D.C. back in the day, I was a runner.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this kid in front of me, and he had this, he was obviously, just got back from Afghanistan, and he had his shirt on, and he had his unit, and I noticed he was running, and he was beating me, mm-hmm. and he only had one leg.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back of it, it said, "If not me, then who?"
Mm-hmm.
And I always go back to that, and I say, you know, if this is how we were raised, this is how I was raised. If mm-hmm. you got the skill, you got the background, you really need to offer that up for your God, for your country, for your fellow citizens. And it was an easy slide once I mm-hmm. did it. I thought, yep, this is it.
All right. Well, let me ask you a question. You had a career in the Navy. How long? 40 years?
Yeah, it was 40 years from the time I joined as an E-1,
mm-hmm.
Enlisted 17 years old mm-hmm. over in Orlando, went to boot camp, till I retired as a Navy captain.
And you've been in business, correct?
I have. I've worked for companies, and I've also had my own small business.
And your education is what now? I'm sure you're a college graduate.
I am. I went to Purdue University and got an engineering degree using my GI Bill.
Purdue, Indiana. Yep.
I'm a Boilermaker.
Yep. I got an affiliate up there, so there you go. Now, you told us about your priorities. You're running for Congress, but what will you do when you get there? Everybody's got these great ideas, and they get there, and it's like, okay, where'd they go?
Well, that's a great question, because when I was in D.C., you know, I saw it, and we had a saying up there, D.C.'s where good ideas go to die. So the first thing you have to do is you got to understand yourself. You really got to dig deep and know what your priorities are. Know what the priorities of the people of the 15th are, and take their message. That's really what we're doing. We're taking the message of the people of the 15th to D.C. And what I'm going to do, first of all, it's all about leadership. You band together with the good folks up there, because there are some good folks up there. We just don't see them on cable TV a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you get together with the good people, and that's, you know, those good ideas you're talking about. First off, the first thing, we have to be very realistic, Captain. We're going to have a Democrat sitting in the White House for the first 24 months we're up there, right?
Yep.
So the first thing we got to do is we've got to stop bad legislation and stop sending Republicans up there that say we're going to stop bad legislation, that say we're going to stop this out of control lunacy of spending we've got going on. And then they turn around and they, I've got a little bit in here I like, so the heck with that. 3% is good, 97% is bad. We'll just go ahead and I'll vote for that anyway. This is what we've got to do. That's the first thing we've got to do. We've got to stop the bad legislation. Now, there's some investigations that need to be done up there. We've got a president that I believe could very well be compromised by
yes,
the CCP.
I agree.
And there is, you know, you look at this and it's almost like, you know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. His son, himself, his family, if we don't look at that, we've really lost the bubble. We have got to do that investigation. We also need to investigate and stop lying to the American people about our energy supply. You know, it's being an engineer, I look at this. I know there's got to be something on the other end of that plug that you say you're going to plug your electric car into. And these people have just, they bamboozled so many people.
Well, the power is going to come from a coal-fired or nuclear-fired or water-powered plant.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, that's what I tell people all the time. I said, well, if you're a Green New Dealer and you want, you know, right now we've got coal, we've got gas firing these, we've got some nukies, but I say, you know, if you look at the numbers, you know, right now, electricity 60% provided by fossil fuels, our entire mm-hmm. budget for is 80%. Mm-hmm. So you don't just, you can't shut off the spigot and think everything's going to be okay in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no unicorns out there that are going to save us. Mm-hmm. So I know I'm an engineer. I know how this works. I know how bills work in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I had a $5.1 billion budget when I was up there. Mm-hmm. So I know how this gets done, how it doesn't get done.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to do. Those are the first couple priorities right
well,
there.
Well, we've got a minute left, so I want to do this. I want to give them the website. It's McGovern. That's McGovern, McGovernForFlorida.com. Go over there. And I want to also mention real quick here, you've got a bicycle you're riding on called the Ride to Save America Tour.
That's correct. I'm riding to every city and town and wide spot in the district. I'll be doing that today. I do it every day up till Election Day. And I'm talking to voters. And I'm going to update the website here in just a little bit where I'm going to be. And I love it when people come out and talk, and that's what it's all about, is talking to voters and letting them know you, and you getting to know them and what their priorities are.
And getting the message out, you're doing campaign activities around, and of course, being on a bicycle is not a bad way to get noticed when you pull up to people up close and personal.
It is. It's a great way. And, you know, you'll see another, all the Republican voters will see another mailer here out real soon. I'm doing the traditional stuff, and I'm doing the non-traditional stuff.
All right. Well, Captain Kevin Mac McGovern, retired U.S. Navy, candidate for Florida Congressional District number 15, the website McGovernForFlorida.com, and be watching for the bicycle, the Ride to Save America. You're watching for the bicycle. I didn't see the bicycle the other day. I was looking for it.
We'll make sure you get to see it, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much. You have yourself a great day, and best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Thursday morning. Don't forget, coming up, be at Mixon's Ghost Cafe today. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
And you know, we always have a great time there when we're in Bradenton and Mixon's. Great people, great atmosphere, family fun. And bring the kids with you if you want. Heck, they got the petting zoo and all that sort of stuff. And you can see Wally the alligator, whatever his name is. They got a big old gator out there that was found in the grove, and he's living out there having a good old time. But it's a great little place to go to. Now, let me remind you folks that we have a really unique opportunity right now to serve the cause of life. Now, here at our home base in Tampa, we're partnering with a tremendous organization called the Hope Children's Home. Now, if you don't know about them, they've been helping to give children loving Christian homes for over a decade. And now they're embarking on a brand new effort called Bundles of Hope. And this is indeed exciting. Now, you see that for women, they found themselves in an unwanted pregnancy situation. They've typically had one of three options available to them: have the child despite less than ideal circumstances, have the child and then give the child up for adoption, or the worst of all those is abortion. Well, Bundles of Hope offers a fourth option. It's called the Hope Children's Home, and it will take that child into their center and care for them while the mother is able to get on her feet, so to eventually be able to take care of the responsibilities of motherhood. Now, it's a radical concept, but it offers yet another choice in the midst of a challenge. So please consider giving your best gift for this effort. Click on the banner at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. Or give them a call at 800-280-8108. That phone number again, 800-280-8108. Whatever you feel comfortable with in giving them, that's fine. You don't need to feel guilty about whatever you give them, because any help is appreciated. Bundles of Hope. Check them out, 800-280-8108. Now, I want to mention Kyrsten Sinema. She's in the news again for the big question, will she or won't she? Well, it's more than her, folks. It is more than her. The word is there are several Democrats out there who are very skeptical of voting for this massive bill that's out there that Joe Manchin is pushing, that Chuck Schumer is pushing. And here's the reason why. Now it turns out to be true that a Penn Wharton budget model analysis shows that the bill would actually increase inflation into 2024. Now, deficit reduction won't happen until 2027. And then that's only if the future Congresses don't change the trajectory of what's going on. Now, this bill raises $327 billion in new taxes. That's the 15% that hits the manufacturers and other producers very hard. Let me ask you a question. Is there anybody out there that understands business that doesn't think that 15% is going to be passed along to every consumer that buys the products of those people? Is there anybody out there that doesn't think so? If so, you're a moron. Because it also disseminates investments that could increase output and innovation. A stunning approach in a supply shock inflationary environment. And I believe Kyrsten Sinema should stick to her principles and reject this bill. And Joe Manchin and the people of West Virginia, for listening to me up there, you need to call Joe Manchin and say, hey, you vote for this, you're done in politics. You need to tell him that. You vote for this, you're done in politics. I don't care if you are getting a natural gas line up there. What good is that going to do you for your struggling coal industry? You guys are coal miners. You have been all your life. You love what you do, and you do it better than anybody else. And now they want to change in midstream again for the umpteenth time? Give me a break. And by the way, Alejandro Mayorkas, there's another piece of work. The DHS Homeland Security Secretary. This guy is living in a dream world. He's insisting America's southern border is secure. I haven't been on the border in about 3 years, but when I was there then, it wasn't secure. And they didn't have the wall either. They were working on it. Now, it's even worse than what it was then. Look in the river. Look at the people coming across. Do you see anybody stopping, going back, going, oh, well, we don't have to go because we're just not going to go? No, they're all trying to get here as fast as they can. And a member of the Border Patrol, a member of his own Border Patrol, condemned Mayorkas for telling bold-faced lies, and rightly so, pointing out that hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants cross our border every month. Now, sadly, telling falsehoods for the camera isn't among the political set. It's not unknown. But what's breathtaking here is the brazenness. Mayorkas' claim that runs so counter to what's evident that anyone can see with their own eyes. His lying signals, utter contempt for the people that he's supposed to be serving. He's not serving anybody but himself. And does he believe that we're all too stupid to see the truth? Or does he think that he, and those like him, are simply so powerful we can do nothing about it but fume in a humiliated potion? I'll tell you what. Either way, its behavior is very unbecoming of a so-called public servant. Republicans, when you get in to office, you need to retire this guy. You need to retire this guy. If you need to impeach him to do it, then impeach him. No problemo there. None. This is what total failure looks like, guys. All you got to do is look at Mayorkas and look at what he's doing and what he's saying. And one last thing before I go to the caller on the line. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, is expected to ease its guidelines to control the spread of COVID-19, including in schools, as soon as this week. We'll see what they do. We'll see what they do. And oh, by the way, Governor Ron DeSantis today is making a major announcement. Nobody knows what it is, but it's supposed to spark. Supposed to spark the liberal media meltdown. Can't wait. Anything that does that, I'm all for it. We'll see how that works out. Okay. We're going to get over here to the telephone line. Let me get this out here. We're going to get over here to the telephone line. So get ready. Here we go. Oops. Let me start it again.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, do you understand? Now, do you understand? First of all, every American should be calling your idiot Democrat and your fake Republican chin. If you vote for this, we'll never vote for you again. We'll never give you a penny, much less a dollar. Okay? Okay, this is a total sellout of America for China and to take our giant and to kill your company and to kill your family and to kill your kids and to kill. This is the Democrat. This is the Democrat way. Okay, okay, we're gonna make you suffer and enrich China and Russia and all the other countries that bought off all the Democrats. Okay, it's not only Joe Manchin. It's not only Christensen. If I was a senator, you want to follow me in the bathroom? Go ahead. You want to watch me go to the John? But I'm not signing this crap. I don't care what you do. Okay? And let me tell you something else. That was murder in the first degree on purpose. And that did that on that congresswoman in Indiana. Better wake up, Donald. Better understand that you have to kill their mother and kill mine if it happens. Let's go.
All righty. Thank you very much, Todd. Appreciate that. And folks, today I'll be down in Bradenton. Mixon's Go-Side Cafe, 11:30 to 1:30. Look forward to seeing you there. Stop on by and try the Captain's Club. You're going to love it. I can't wait. I've been sitting here all night long just literally frothing, waiting for it. All right. God bless America. See us for lunch at...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.